Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Daily Market Brief Podcast. Today is Friday, February 27th. Thanks for joining us as we break down the latest market movements and economic updates. The U.S. dollar is trading in lower ranges against its G10 peers this morning, as we await the release of the producer price index numbers at 8:30 a.m. Now, just to remind everyone, the month-over-month final demand figure is expected to print at 0.3%. And the year-over-year figure is forecasted at 2.6%. Both estimates would mark reductions from their previous prints, essentially signaling that inflation is slowing down. Later on, at 9:45 a.m., we'll also get the Chicago Purchasing Managers Index numbers. While the report is expected to indicate economic expansion, the growth rate might slow compared to last month's results. Yeah, slowing inflation and shifts in manufacturing data could offer some important signals for upcoming Federal Reserve policy decisions. Speaking of the Fed, the Dallas Federal Reserve recently released a report hinting that the historical correlation between oil and gas prices and U.S. inflation expectations is showing signs of breaking down. That's largely due to the impact of tariffs. This makes this morning's PPI release even more significant, as it could reshape how we assess potential monetary actions going forward. Now, shifting focus to some individual currencies. Starting with the Canadian dollar, this morning, the CAD is showing gains against the U.S. dollar ahead of Canada's GDP figures, also set for release at 8:30 a.m. Even though analysts predict GDP numbers won't have a major impact on immediate price action, the loonie is still highly sensitive to any geopolitical risks, particularly those tied to the USMCA and trade policies. Meanwhile, the British pound is the G10's underperformer this morning. The surprising by-election loss in Greater Manchester, where the ruling Labour Party came in third place, has raised concerns about Prime Minister Keir Starmer's political future. Combine that with weak consumer confidence survey results, and you have a perfect storm putting downside pressure on the pound. Certainly a lot to keep an eye on as we head into the weekend. Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify and Apple Podcasts so you never miss an episode. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.